Today is, or actually was, and actually not even today, but yesterday, it's late at night at the moment, was the shortest day of the year. And having that in mind, I can basically say that it was quite unexpected that so many things happened, and I was totally unprepared, and I still did all I could to actually take benefit out of this, what happened, and find myself as active person in this particular case of citizen journalism, well, to the highest level, I suppose, because, well, let me start from the beginning. I was traveling to the city center, and I was traveling by bus. Just out of the boredom, I pulled my TweetDeck application on my iPhone, and I've entered Dublin into the search results, into the search engine built in. And one of the messages that I found was asking about the source of this cloud of smoke migrating to the north of the city. And I didn't have answer, although I was looking out through the window, and it's just I could see dark clouds, but I wouldn't be really keen to describe it as fire or smoke. And just 10 minutes later, when I got closer to the riverbank, on the other side of it was a place where Guinness beer factory is based, and it's a quite interesting space, very old buildings, really charismatic, really interesting space, and quite peaceful, I have to say. But this time it wasn't anything like it. It was a big fire in one of the warehouses of the entire premise, and this extraordinary big cloud of smoke coming out up to the air and actually migrating to the city center, to the very center of the city, which made the entire city center covered in this misty, smelly cloud. And my first reaction was to get out from the bus and actually have a closer look. I mean, not really disrupting emergency operations, but just looking at it from the distance, my first reaction was to take my iPhone and take a bit of photo and do some filming, not really for trivial purposes. My intention was to broadcast it over the Twitter, and that's what I did. I've posted my photo, and obviously I wasn't the only person looking at it, but somehow I was one of the first people who actually reported it over the Twitter. There was within the next couple of minutes more and more people asking about the source of the smoke, and I was the one with the answer. So that's what I've put on the Twitter message along with the photo. And that was it. That was my reaction. I took a walk towards the city. Meanwhile, smoke was less intense. Fire brigade took over the emergency, and the fire was gone. But things that happened afterwards with this Twitter message that I've posted were just absolutely surprising, because several news ventures sent me the question, if they send me the request if they can use my photo in their report, and I absolutely was keen to do that, to share my photo, and appeared on Sky News website and a couple of other similar services. And since then, I'm thinking what's possible in order to actually perform better as a citizen journalist. And I have a couple of ideas, and I will talk about them on the next audiobook.